Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm very excited because I have another founder with us here today, and we have so many tremendous founders. They're constantly giving you great advice, telling you their startup story. I have Cody Candy. He is the founder of Bounce, a daily short-term storage company. Cody, it's great to have you on the podcast.
So good to be here. Thank you.
All right. So what, you know, well, you don't look like you're that old. So what kind of prompted your entrepreneurial journey? Like, what got you on the entrepreneurial road?
Yeah, it actually started pretty young. As a kid, I was always tinkering around with different things. Of course, the classic lemonade stand, but also I started an eBay business. When I was like 15, selling Game Boy games imported from China on eBay. And that turned into a kind of fun operation. Did a whole bunch of other stuff like that, little mini things in high school. Then when I went to college, you know, people ask you, what do you want to do? What major? Blah, blah, blah. So was kind of going down that path thinking, oh, business. I've always liked kind of business in general. But business is such a general word, it doesn't really mean anything. So I started narrowing in and narrowing in as I went through college and ultimately kind of narrowed in on finance as a major, but then more so technology as an industry that I wanted to go into. And it wasn't actually until the second half of college when I kind of connected the dots and realized entrepreneurship can actually be a career. It just hadn't even been on my mind before that. I was just kind of going down the college path thinking these are the options usually in front of people. And so, basically in college, I started tinkering with some more stuff. I started a web tech consultancy and then an app for managing roommate bills, IOUs, and chores. And then finally, when I was graduating college, I said, you know, what do I want to do next? I was deciding between being an entrepreneur right out of college with another idea or taking this job that I was really excited about that I felt like would prepare me to be an entrepreneur as product management with Intuit. And I actually decided to go down that route. And
I like that route, just for what it's worth. I actually was of the two. I think that's the right route because I think it gives you the experience of working with other people, how teams work. It allows you to build your network of people. It allows you to kind of marinate on that idea a little bit, maybe do it in little micro steps without going all in. So I'm a fan of that road. So back to your story.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it really worked out well for me because I got to pay off all my student loans. I got to save some money as well. And then most importantly, I just learned so much. I learned about building products, particularly building software. And basically just sharpened my skills and understood how companies of larger sizes ran. And so, yeah, at 3 years of that, I said, you know, I set out to be an entrepreneur and this was supposed to be a stepping stone for that. So I guess I should, you know, take that next step now. So I actually quit. Without knowing what I wanted to do yet, but had always wanted to travel around Southeast Asia, so I backpacked for a few months, and then started kind of thinking about what was next, what the next big project would be, and it took a couple of steps to get there, but ultimately I landed on Bounce.
How did that idea come about? Because I was like, you know, I put myself into the mind of everybody I interviewed. I'm like, all right, where did you come up with this one? Is there a big enough marketplace for it? You know, I mean, all those things, like I was going through before our interview. So tell me how you came up with that idea, explain it, and then what convinced you that there was a big enough marketplace for it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it actually came a couple years. The idea came a couple years before I started it. This was when I was still at the company that I joined out of college. And basically at that point, I had lived in a few different cities. Thanks to my job, I had the opportunity to live and work abroad in a couple of places and basically had kind of pared down everything I own to three suitcases. That's all I owned in the world. And that's still mostly true today. And yeah, basically with that sort of minimalist lens on, I realized how common it is for people to plan their days around the things that they own. So the epiphany for me was when I was going to a happy hour with some colleagues after work and someone said, I'm going to join, but I have to go all the way home first to drop off my bag because I don't want to carry it with me tonight. And that's when I thought, wow, like this problem is all around us. So much time is wasted. And I thought that with all the things, technology and you know, entrepreneurs have solved. Like, it's such a common, ubiquitous problem of our stuff. Why can't we kind of summon someone to come pick up our stuff if it's that important to us, you know, if it's going to save us that much time, and then summon it back to us wherever we are later.
And when they're doing that, I'm just curious, and just bouncing this idea. So I check into a hotel. I bring normally what I need for that stay. So let's say it's two suitcases. I don't just leave it there. I walk around with it, kind of help me buy into this. Like, I'm going to find the other, who's this person that is this the person who has everything they own they're taking with them? Or is this the person who just travels a lot?
Yeah. Yeah. So what I was explaining a moment ago was our vision, and I can talk more about that. Yeah. And you were doing a great job explaining the current product that we have today. The current product that we have today allows you to open our app or our website, usebounce.com is our website, and find a place anywhere in the city to drop off your things. We partner with local hotels and shops to open up the space. So this is most commonly used by travelers. Say you're traveling into a city and you can't check into your hotel yet, or you can't check into your hotel. Or on the flip side, it's checkout day and you have all your stuff with you. Lots of hotel folks.
Oh, that's true though. I've had that a lot. Now I know, and you begged the hotel, oh, by the way, can you watch my stuff while I go run the Disney World for the last half part of the day? Now it's okay. Now I'm getting buy-in. Okay. I had to get it to relate to me, because I'm thinking, would I do that? And then I go, yeah, I have 11 a.m. checkout. My flight's at 9 o'clock at night. I had this in Vegas, you know, similar. And I'm like, okay, I want to do something during the day, and I got to beg the hotel, you know, to see if they'll let me do that, which they're always not that happy about.
Yeah. 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 That's exactly right. Really popular travelers with first day or last day, also folks passing through on a layover. But also we've seen a lot of interesting usage from folks like commuters who want to ditch their gym bag or their work bag before going somewhere. We've seen people leave their like bowling kit somewhere.
Yeah. Like if they're going out to a restaurant after work, let's say, or something like that, or exactly. They're going out for the night, and yeah, they're optimistic it's going to be a great night and they don't want to carry around everything with them.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the current product. We officially launched February 2019 on Product Hunt, and we're lucky enough to be number one product of the day. From there, we really worked on the model and the playbook for expanding, and expanded to over 100 cities all over the U.S. And now we're expanding all over Europe.
So do you just like partner with hotels, and obviously they're obviously you partner with certain places that have the facilities to do that. And it's a win, you know, it's revenue for them and another, you know, stream of revenue, which everybody's mm-hmm. looking for.
Exactly. Yeah. The hotels and shops get extra customers in the door, and we split the revenue with them. So it's a double win.
Yeah, no, I like it. All right. Yeah. Sometimes it's like getting a steak ready. You got to beat the steak a little bit to kind of find out for it to be what you want it to be. Sometimes with these startup ideas, I have to beat it a little bit to buy into it, to go, okay, no, that makes sense to me. I like that. All right. All right. Now, Cody, we've got it. We got this idea. You got Bounce, and that's at thebounce.com.
Usebounce.com.
Usebounce.com. That makes a lot more sense. That's usebounce.com, but that'll all be in the show notes. So what was your biggest obstacle in the first 6 months of starting this business?
The first obstacle in the first 6 months of starting the business. I think we have a fun story of how we got started. So the vision that I was describing before we got into how it all works was that we would have drivers who you press a button and a driver comes and picks up your stuff. And we knew that logistics would be hard. And so we basically said, you know, we can sit in this sort of paralysis mode of how do we make this work? But instead, I think the best way to solve problems with entrepreneurship is to just run quick experiments. So day one of Bounce, we literally put up a landing page that took 1 hour, some Google ads to buy some keywords. And basically someone surprised us and called and said, hey, can you come and pick up my bags? And so that's when we first knew that there was something here.
That's incredible. And I have to say something there, because I literally, when somebody says something really good, I get goosebumps. That's when you know you're an entrepreneur. I say this all the time. I'm getting ready to teach a lesson when I get done with you, because 3 days a week I do a teaching lesson. I teach at colleges, you know. It's called a micro business. we don't just jump off a cliff and throw all our money into one idea. We kind of do these little tests. Like what you're doing, that's exactly what I would tell somebody to do. Like play with this a little bit, man. Don't, you know, you don't know what the marketplace will shock you, what it really, really wants. But you know, it's amazing. If you pay attention, it will tell you what it wants.
Absolutely. That's what happened to us. Yeah. So the big hypothesis that we were trying to solve in the sort of lean startup approach was, will people hand over their valuables, their bags to a stranger? And if that was false,
I was thinking that, because that's what I was just thinking. I'm like, but I'm thinking like with Uber and even like with Grubhub or whatever, if I kind of know who it's amazing. You know, you can show the picture even of a serial killer. It doesn't matter. Just as long as it's Joe from up the block. You know, I don't know anything about him, but I feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many things to build that sort of trust. And so we knew that if we could at least get some customers, that we could work on building features that would build that trust more. And so that first part of our business became validated, and we said, we can continue with this. What's the next biggest thing that's going to make our business fail? And we knew that it was this logistics piece. We were ourselves riding around on city bikes in New York, delivering people's bags. We said, there's no way we can make like a decent hourly wage. Of course, that's not what we were going to do long term, but in terms of playing the job, so you know how to hire it out.
And you have to do that. There's another great piece of advice. Listen to me. You gotta be able to make the soup if you're opening a restaurant, even if you're, you know, you gotta kind of, that's not your goal, but it's nice to know in a pinch what other employees go through. I always say, plus you learn what you never want to do again.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys are riding around on bikes, picking up stuff. What happens next?
Yeah. So people loved it. But we were like, yeah, we couldn't do like a living wage with this. And so we said, how do we simplify the logistics to make this work economically? And what we decided on was, let's do an experiment where someone drops off their stuff in a local shop, and then we do the delivery to another local shop near where they'll be later. And so the idea was, we didn't have to come right away. We could come in time. We could do more batching. We could do more route optimization, and that should make the economics work better. So from there, we put that product live. Again, it was just a quick, you know, throw it together. Someone would even call and say, hey, where are the stores? And I would say, let me call you back in 15 minutes and tell you where. I would call a bunch of stores in that neighborhood, find one that was open to taking someone's bags, and then call the customer back and said, oh yeah, our location is in Upper East Side, is over here on East 77th Street. And then I'd meet them there, and I'd be able to talk to a customer, which was also super valuable. But anyways, with that model, we ended up doing another dozen or two dozen of serving a dozen customers like that. And what we learned was that there were a lot of customers that were willing to pick up and drop off their bags from the same location. And we thought, that is so easy. If we don't have to do any delivery at all, this is going to be so much easier to build. And so that's our MVP right there. That is the MVP that's already validated that we can go to market with.
So they're going to drop it off where it's going to stay. Is that
that's correct? Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what I was thinking. When you said that, I'm like, why are we going to add another step? Why are we going to send somebody from here? So I'm glad that's a part of the story, because that's where my brain was.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically that became our MVP. That's what we started building. That's when we started writing the first lines of code. And that was our first product. We said we'll add delivery and everything else after that. But it turns out there's a pretty big market for this sort of luggage storage model where you just drop off your bags in one place and come back later. So we've been scaling that up all over the world now. And soon enough, we will start adding other things on top of our platform, including the option for delivery to another location if you would like it.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. And there's so many great principles in there. That's why I love when I get in. That's why I love interviewing entrepreneurs. And that's why that's our preferred guest. I get at least a request every day for somebody to be on the podcast. I turn down 14 out of 15. Wow. Because I say to them, you're not a founder. You know what I mean? They're like, but I'm doing this course. If I get another leadership expert, you know what I mean? Everybody's a leadership or a real estate expert. And I'm like, no, I want a founder, because I'm going to ask you, what is the business you started? You know what I mean? What did you learn? And when you go through that, like, I literally followed that whole story, because I was thinking, okay, what would I do? And I'm like, yeah, okay, I could, you know, I don't really care where you store my stuff. If I bring it there and I'm looking, I got it. You know what I mean? I'm not expecting it to, you know, if there's a, if I can play, if it can go anywhere in that building, I'm good. You know, as long as you bring it back to me. No, I mean, I think it's, man, I think it's, a, I think it's an actually a brilliant idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to start.
Yeah. And what I like about it too, there's so many things in there. I'm working with a company that's, I'm helping them during their startup. And I keep saying to them, simplify it more, simplify it more. If you, it's going to get complicated. So you've got to keep simplifying it. It ha- the more people that touch the product and or the more touches, the bigger the problem. Mm-hmm. Got to keep those touches to a minimum. And that's what you did.
Yeah, with messaging as well too, actually. We wanted to brand the business, the product, as a general kind of short-term or daily storage company, as opposed to using words as specific as luggage storage, because luggage storage seemed to imply this was really just for travelers. And we resisted it for so long. But when we finally said on the homepage and the landing pages, we said luggage storage and local shops, that actually helped all of our metrics, and people just kind of understood what it was a lot more. Did it limit some of the other use cases? Perhaps, but it made everything so much more clear.
I did the same thing with them. I said, tell me in one sentence, I'm a 12-year-old and I'm not the brightest 12-year-old. Tell me what it is you do in one sentence. And that's what we're putting on your homepage. They kept going back. I said, no, it's too long. Tell me in one sentence what you do.
It's hard.
It is hard. And it took us a month to keep going back and forth with it. And I'm like, we don't need a superlative there. I know you want to put a super, we don't need a superlative. I just want to know what it is you do. And no, I mean, you could, everything about that, Cody, is spot on. It's just, man, I mean, just spot, you know, just absolutely spot on. I'm excited about your company. It's a great idea. And it's almost kind of like Amazon started with books. And I think that's why Jeff Bezos is a genius, because whether you know it or not, books have the most SKUs of any product line. Mm-hmm. There's more books than any other single product on the planet. Mm-hmm. So if you knock down that one domino, all the other dominoes look easy. And you guys, you kind of have that. And I know you know it by the way you're smiling right now. Now, kind of once you knock down, you figure out that domino, it knocks down a lot of other dominoes.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. We're really excited about kind of, you know, everything we're doing is just the first step, and we nail this, and there's so much more opportunity for where we could go in the future.
Yeah, no doubt. So what, you know, you go back to college, always says, what's a piece of startup advice you give a buddy? A buddy comes up to you and goes, hey, you know, I heard you did such and such, you know? Yeah, I did that incredible company called Use Bounce, as a matter of fact. But hey, can you give me a piece of startup advice? What's your kind of like your one or two pieces of advice you like to share with people that, you know, want to start a business?
Yeah, my first piece of advice is around how you get your first customers. And it is to, you know, people start a business and say, all right, how am I going to get all the customers for this? And they think more at scale before they think small. And my advice is to first ask yourself, how am I going to get my first customer? Then you ask yourself, how am I going to get my first 10 customers? Then 100, then 1,000, et cetera. And it's so easy to get caught up on the, you know, hey, we need to make this work for 100 people. And then you're never actually kind of getting out there and talking to that first person and to that first 10 people.
This is great. I'm actually writing a book right now called The Unstoppable Startup. Somebody steals my book, I'm going to haunt you down. It's mine. Okay. And I'm working on it. And I talk about customer acquisition. Yeah, I've been doing this for 25 years. I've never had anybody, and really upsets me, I didn't come up with this, because I think I'm darn close to a genius at this, but I never thought about your first, your 10, 100, 1,000. Like, I never thought about that. I always think customers in masses, but it does start with one, and then that 10, and then I
think it scales all the way too. I think big companies that have tens of thousands of customers, hundreds of thousands of customers, I think the strategy to get 100,000 customers is much different from the strategy to get 1,000,000 customers. So I think even big companies have to reinvent themselves every time they 10X. The reality is big companies don't 10X quite as often as startups do. Startups can quickly go from 1 to 10 to 100 to 1,000, but big companies don't. But I think it really is a constant reinvention at each step change of your acquisition.
What's the one thing now that you've been doing a few years that you wish you would have known when you got started?
Ooh.
You could have, if somebody could have just given you one piece of advice before you got started that would have helped your experience, what's that one piece?
Yeah, I read this tweet that said, first time entrepreneurs think about and obsess about product, and second time entrepreneurs obsess about distribution and acquisition. And I think that's something I've definitely internalized now, which is that, you know, getting started with a product is one thing, but if you start what you're starting with such a lens for distribution, how you're going to get your product out there as well, I think that'd be a game changer. I think with balance, if I mold on that more in the beginning, we would have implemented some strategies sooner and would be further along now.
Man, incredible stuff. We have Cody Candy with us here today, the founder of Bounce, and you need to, that's Use Bounce. It'll be in the show notes. Just a great interview. You gave, I say this, you know, like, I mean, I went to grad school. This stuff is so much better. You know, it is, because you can ask a granular question. You know, we all know, we've all been in classes for an entire semester, and at the end of the semester, we got two or three things that were probably fantastic. You know what I mean? But you were in there for how many hours to get that couple little granular things that you walked away and go, okay, that works for me. But this podcast, which is to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs, they walk away with like one thing at the end of that interview. And I feel like if I, you know, brought on the right guests, my team did, and I asked the right questions, we get that. And today we absolutely hit it out of the park. Cody, man, so appreciate you being on the podcast.
It's an honor.
Man, this is just fun. You were excellent at actually conveying this. It's really, really good. So how do people connect with you, your company? How do they spend money with you? You get the floor.
Yeah. So our company is usebounce.com. You can find us in over 150 cities across the US and Europe, and we'll be expanding rapidly, more so. And all of our social media handles for the company are at Bounce My Stuff. And then for me personally, all of my handles are at Cody Candy, and my last name is spelled C-A-N-D-E-E.
Man, I love it. Hey, we had an incredible founder with us here today. Learn from this great piece of advice. Again, we equip, we encourage, we educate entrepreneurs, and that's why this podcast grows at a ridiculous pace. Literally, it's just unbelievable in the speed of its growth. Again, thank you. Tell others about it. We will talk again soon.